Here we are. You're here, and I'm so grateful for you. I'm proud that you've taken this step to establish routines of faith in your home so your kids can grow a faith to call their own. But what is Hope Grown Faith? What do we stand for? What makes us different? I wanted to start this course by sharing the four C's of Hope Grown Faith because everything we do here is based on these four C's, like the letter C. So the first C is calling. As parents, there are so many things that we're trying hard to get right. We want to make sure our kids do well in school. We want them to be decent human beings. We want them to know how to be a friend and have a good work ethic and be courageous. But our greatest challenge as parents isn't to make sure that our kids get into a great university or become a good person or get a great job. We believe that our greatest challenge and our most important mission is to teach them to love a great God and to share His love with others. It's a mission that takes place in the smallest conversations at bedtime, in the prayers whispered in the car, in tales told at mealtimes. It's a challenge because we can only truly teach our children to love a great God and share His love with others when we love our great God and share His love with others. But it's a challenge and a mission that's worth fighting for as parents. No matter our background, whether we grew up going to church 5 times a week or 10 times a week, or never heard the name of Jesus until after our kids were born, it's a challenge and a mission given to parents by our great God. He calls us to be missionaries in our own homes, and He equips us to do that in a way that is unique to our own families. Reggie Joyner says that a parent's role is not to impress their children or anybody else with their ability to parent. Their role is to impress on their children the love and character of God. You and I, we're called to share Jesus with our kids, to help them grow a faith to call their own. The second C is confidence. The one thing I know to be true is that we are all capable of teaching our kids to know and love God, even if we don't feel like it. Why? Because God is faithful. He has promised to begin and continue the good work He is doing in each family. He gives us the wisdom we need. He gives us extra patience on the hardest days. And He is the source of the unconditional love we feel toward these little humans that just confound us every day. God says in Isaiah 60, verse 21, "They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands for the display of my splendor." God created our families. We've all become broken in so many ways, but God is constantly recreating our families through His grace and for His glory. And someday our children will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Each family is equally capable of becoming an oak of righteousness because the hardest work is done by God, who is infinitely wise and loving. Our job as parents is simply to entrust our kids to Him and let Him guide our parenting. Reggie Joyner says, "The family exists even in its imperfection to display the heart of God to every generation." I love that. We can have confidence that our families exist even in their imperfection to display the heart of God to every generation. We can have confidence in this because we have confidence in God, the author and perfecter of our faith. The third C is consistency. So sometimes we wonder, why are some Christian parents able to create a culture of authentic faith in their homes while others struggle to find even 3 minutes to devote to talking about God with our kids? It's so frustrating. Why do some families grow in prayer together while others don't pray together at all? Why are some people able to make talking about God and the Bible a totally normal thing while others are still feeling awkward about it? Well, I believe the families that are flourishing in faith are those that understand the power of tiny habits that build up over a lifetime. They may not understand it here, but they understand it here. Our habits and our rhythms define our lives. And families that are fruitful in faith started by creating one simple faith-building habit. Then they added another one. They might have even added another one. But they did all this in a sustainable way that gave them the ability to actually keep these habits going, which built the basis for a family that flourishes. As John Maxwell says, "I can predict the long-term outcome of your success if you show me your daily habits." Like tiny seeds, the habits that we start when our kids are small can grow into something huge and sturdy and fruitful if they're continued throughout their entire childhood. From a mustard seed to an acorn or a pine cone, seeds always look insignificant. But as their tiny roots grow, one by one, deeper into the soil, the plant is able to grow up and out. Likewise, simple habits can change into something enduring when we start small and give ourselves the grace to strengthen one little habit at a time. And that is exactly what we're going to teach you here. The last C of Hope Grown Faith is creativity. There are a lot of parenting ideas floating around on the internet. You can easily find books and podcasts and videos that tell you how to share the hope of Christ with your kids. And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming or just a little bit frustrating. It's hard to know whose advice to take or how much of their advice to take. But what if we took a step back and asked some different questions? What if instead of asking, what's the right way to teach my kids about God, we started asking, why does it matter? Why do we want to help our kids know and love God? Is it so they can have the assurance of life after death? Is it so they can be salt and light in a dingy and dark world? Is it so they can have confidence in God's love despite life circumstances? Is it so they can be courageous and change the world through his power? Whatever your reasons are, they are yours and they are unique to your family. And because your family is different from any other family on earth, the way you teach your kids to know and love God and his people is going to look a little different from the way that anyone else does it. It's your family, and you get to decide the best way to help your kids connect with God. But we do that, obviously, in conjunction with God. And so that's another thing we're going to teach you here, how to take those dreams and visions and partner with God for his dreams and visions to see a way forward when we feel like we're stuck. There is freedom in the family of God, freedom for creativity and joy and your unique flair as a parent. So go ahead, throw out the advice and the frustration it brings and ask God what your family needs from him. And don't worry, we're going to teach you exactly how to do that. We're going to grow together. And although your tree may be an apple tree and my tree may be an orange tree and somebody else's tree may be a nut tree, we're going to grow together. So you and I have a calling to share Jesus with our kids. But we can be completely confident that God is doing the hardest work of changing hearts. We can do this through consistent rhythms and habits of faith implemented with creativity and flexibility to partner with God in meeting the needs of our own unique families. Welcome to Hope Grown Faith.